nurses work in that hospital?
Pouvez-vous poser cette même question, comme l'a fait Martin Lerner? Where do they work? Le maire vous donnera les réponses. Commencez.
They work in small factories. They work in small businesses. They work in the battery factory. They work in the tire factory. They work in the glass factory. They work on the roads and streets. The teachers teach in that school. The nurses work in that hospital.
Travaillons ensemble. Un peu de grammaire d'abord. Conjuguons ensemble le verbe to work avec la question Where do you work? Commençons d'abord par la première question. Where do I work? I work at the Voice of America. Where do you work? Where does he work? Where does she work? Where do we work? Where do they work? Remarquez que pour la troisième personne, le verbe prend un S. Where does he work? C'est surtout à l'interrogative qu'il peut y avoir des problèmes. On inverse le sujet et le verbe. Do you work? Does he work? Does she work? Do we work? Do you work? Do they work? Do you work at the hospital? Does he work at the factory? Does she work in the bakery? Do you work at the hospital? Do they work at the hospital? Pour les questions, par exemple, Who are they? Qui sont-ils? Who are they? Who are you? Who is he? Who is she? Who is it? Revoyons les contractions du verbe être. I'm Michelle Joseph. You're the mayor of a town. He's the manager of a small business. She's a cook in a kitchen. We're students in a school. You're nurses at the hospital. They're workers in a factory. How many children are in that school? How many workers are in that factory? Combien y a-t-il de travailleurs dans cette usine? Autrement, au lieu de dire how many, on peut aussi dire au singulier « how much ». « How much », plus couramment, ça veut dire « combien ça coûte ». « How much are these oranges ?»« Combien coûtent ces oranges ?»« How much is it ?»« Combien ça coûte ?» Et voilà. Révisez un peu chez vous, à haute voix. ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique. Vous venez d'entendre la 15e leçon de English USA, première partie. Restez à l'écoute pour la deuxième partie. Vous apprendrez d'autres mots concernant un métier ou une profession. Pour mieux profiter de ces émissions, nous vous conseillons de les enregistrer sur cassette si c'est possible. Mais si cela n'est pas le cas, ne vous découragez pas. Profitez au maximum de ces 20 minutes pour retenir quand même quelques expressions clés dans chaque leçon. N'hésitez pas de répéter à haute voix après moi et tout au long de la leçon. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans la seconde partie de cette leçon, Martin Lerner est allé voir le maire d'une petite ville le jour de la fête du travail. Tout en regardant le défilé, il parle de ce que font les habitants, quelles sont leurs occupations et où ils travaillent. Where do they work? Où travaillent-ils? They work in shops, in banks, at the post office. Ils travaillent dans des magasins, dans des banques, au bureau de poste. Revoyons tout de suite. Where do they work? They work in shops, in banks, at the post office. Autre question. What do they make? Ça s'applique surtout à un artisan ou un ouvrier ou un employé d'usine. Qu'est-ce qu'ils fabriquent? What do they make? They make plastic bags, tires, windows. Ils fabriquent des sacs en plastique, des pneus, des fenêtres. How many small businesses? Combien de petites entreprises commerciales? How many small businesses?
Mayor Walker, how many small businesses do you have?
About 220. People work in stores and shops. They work in banks. They work in restaurants and bars. They work in the post office. They work in bakeries.
What do they make in the bakeries?
They bake bread and cakes. Do you see that man there?
Yes.
He's a writer.
Where does he write?
He writes for the newspaper.
I see a photographer.
Yes, she works for the newspaper.
Who are those women?
They're workers.
Where do they work?
They work at the plastic factory.
What do they make?
They make plastic bags.
Who are those men?
They're workers too.
Where do they work?
They work at the tire factory.
Who are they?
They're students.
Where do they study?
They study at the high school.
They're good musicians, too. Who are those children?
They're students, too. They're going to sing.
Pouvez-vous maintenant dire où tous ces gens travaillent? Écoutez d'abord quelques exemples avec le dialogue entre Martin et le maire.
He's a writer.
Where does he write?
He writes for the newspaper. They're workers.
Where do they work?
They work at the factory. She's a photographer.
Where does she work?
She works for the newspaper.
Répondez maintenant aux questions.
He's a writer.
Where does he write?
She's a photographer.
Where does she work?
They're teachers.
Where do they teach?
They're students.
Where do they study?
They're nurses.
Where do they work?
Do you see those men?
Yes. Who are they?
They're carpenters.
Oh, yes, I see.
We have many carpenters.
Those men work on the roads and streets?
Yes.
Who are those women?
They're workers.
Where do they work?
They work in the glass factory.
What do they make?
They make windows and windshields.
Where do they work?
They work in the bottle factory.
What do they make?
They make bottles.
Where do they work?
They work in the tire factory.
What do they make?
They make tires. Where do you work?
I work at the Voice of America. Thank you for your time, Mayor Walker.
Autre révision. Do you work? Does he work? Do they work? Who are they? Qui sont-ils? Who are they? Who are you? Who is he? Who is she? Who is it? Et c'est comme ça que vous répondez à la porte. Who is it? It's me, Michelle. How many? Question très utile. How many are there? How many nurses work in the hospital? How many are there? How many people work in the factory? How many are there? How much does this cost? Combien ça coûte? How much is it? Combien ça coûte? Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique. Vous venez d'entendre la seconde partie de la 15e leçon de English USA. Vous avez appris à demander la question « Where do they work ?» ou si vous adressez à une personne devant vous « Where do you work ?»« What do they make ?» Que fabriquent-ils ? Vous avez appris à demander « How many ?»« How much ?» et encore bien plus. Ne manquez pas de nous retrouver pour la prochaine leçon. À bientôt. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
24 heures sur 24, VOA Afrique.
Get on the remix. One time, two time, asunto. Yeah, you're ready. I'm ready, ladies.
She wanna chop my feet, do I look like square? I mean, do you really care? 'Cause what's yours, she keep you don't really share. I see how you're moving there. You better just.
for no rocket launcher. Too many ladies up in here want a signature.
Et info pour chacun. VOA Afrique.
Mambo Bamba. Chico Lacoste.